I settled on the theme of contentment for this week's podcasts. I've pulled out seven key verses, and we'll get to them all, hopefully, over these three podcasts. Perhaps for our theme verse, we'll use 1 Timothy 6:6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Well, firstly, a little secular wisdom. Take it or leave it as you wish. Studies have shown that 50% of our happiness, a symptom of contentment, you could say, is based on our genetics. You may have the tendency of seeing the world a little darker, colloquially, perhaps a glass half empty approach to life. And that's just how you're wired, or the opposite. Studies also show that 10% of your happiness is based on your life circumstances. I know what you're thinking. Only 10%. Interesting. So that leaves 40% of your happiness based on something else. Now, that something else, according to the same studies, are your daily choices. Contentment can be grown by what you think about and what you do. Let's have a think about that last point. Can we justify that from what the Bible says? Well, we'll go to Philippians. Writing to the Philippians, Paul says in chapter 4, verse 8, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Well, friends, I think that agrees with the study. It matters, brothers and sisters, what you dwell upon, what you fill your minds with, what you think about. And Paul strongly encourages us to think, I guess he's saying, think about the things of God. Just a few verses later, Paul talks about how he has learned contentment. And it certainly appears to be related to what he sets his mind on. This is what he says. "I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength." I reckon the extraordinary thing about this contentment is that Paul is sitting in a prison cell when he writes these words. His contentment is not related to his life circumstances at all. There goes that 10% from the study. But his contentment, got to read the whole of Philippians, obviously, his contentment is related to his identity in Christ. And because he is in Christ, he fills his mind with the things of Christ. He feeds his state of contentment by dwelling on the things of God. He does not fill his mind with the things he doesn't have or how things might have been, but he gives thanks that he is safe in Christ. And that is what matters. And if anxiety does creep in, or his contentment starts to get undermined, what does he do? Well, he talks to God about it. This comes straight before. Paul exhorts us to do and think the things of God. Chapter 4, verse 6 of Philippians. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." The peace of God. That's the secret to contentment. So from Philippians 4, in order, you belong to Christ. And so if you are anxious about anything, pray, talk to God, and God's peace will guard your mind. And dwell upon the things of God, whatever is excellent and pure and noble. And what's the outcome of all of this? Contentment in all situations.